اس کو اللہ جمائے. Orders crumbling. Far, far away, put the embryo to candlelight and watch it tremble. Gestating from worst sin into a new extreme. That's not yet dangerous. Crushing it will behave outside its privacy. Of fruition and tears. Where on toilet apex I actually kissed you. Yanking wishes from troubled sleep. Recurring a dream to its new powers of sex.
Excellent, Trish, and I'm going to ask you all to follow Trish's example and keep it down to the one piece, you know, because now we're fighting against the clock, you know. And our guest poet, Terry Hardy, just asked to have her apologies stated there because she's not feeling much of a citizenship yet. Next up, Kyle Holden.
I wasn't expecting 21, but I will. This piece called Tongue and Groove. It's the tongue and groove assembly. The rhythm moves relentlessly. It's cog and sprocket, pop and lock it. Ain't no brakes upon a rocket. Ain't no friction here to stop it. We make atmosphere in vacuum spaces, blasting tunes, developing races, and carving moons with president's faces and Coca-Cola's insignia. Civilization was here. And it was here that the motor stopped. One engine seized and cables locked. When movement ceased, the penny dropped. We faced the barrel, not the stock. Our engine block just weighs us down. Our star has set, we're over now. Ungraciously, we do not bow. We face the curtain with kapow.
The only better word in the land is kapow, boy. Next up, Cal.
Cleanse of tissue, Reiki flow.
dipping deep into the mind's ink to cloth that choke and flutter, spilling over, dripping down cheek, releasing, embracing, awakening the third eye, breathy flows. Secrets are retold, regrets revisited, painful minutes of the past summoned to the now. Day by day, the flower unfolds, with thorns intact, breathy flows.
I actually can't read his name, sorry. Roach?
Mihal Roach.
Mihal Roach.
Okay, everybody, I'll read my own writing stuff. I wrote this answer here about Gary Speed yesterday. It may look good, even perfect. You'd be forgiven for thinking this as the mass core of it. But I want you to really look at me. I want you to hear the words I cannot say. To see the pain I cannot express. To witness the dark thoughts in my head that I cannot stop. Please ask me how I'm feeling, I beg you. If another person tells me how great I am without asking me how I really am, my cheeks would break from false smiles. I'm alone and I'm afraid. I don't know what to do, where to go, and I do not have the ability to open up. Please help me. Please help me extract the sadness from my heart. Please ask me about the tear tracks in my cheeks. Please hear me and allow me to break in your presence. Please help me deconstruct the walls that have encased my beating heart. After all, nothing grows in concrete. Nothing. Not nature, not health, not friends. Not family, not joy, not love, nothing. Please help me. Thank you.
Thanks, William. Next up, we'll have one of our old Vale regulars, Mary O'Connell.
Sweetness and light, and then something happens, and you see the side of yourself which you don't particularly like. It's called So Much for Friendship. Your voice on the mobile breaks into my skull, drains my juices dry. My clinical advice muddles you even more. Comfort is what you need. When you come to stay, the persistent questions asking for permission grate against my peace. Your need to smoke pushing you away. I can offer euros, but not my time. The pattern of each day is precious and familiar. If you disturb that smoothness, I fall apart. My outward mirror cracks, its brightness splinters, scattering in pieces on the floor. It turns me inside out, dark side uppermost, shows who I really am. Thank you.
Thanks, Ray. That was great. Next up, we'll have Michael O'Sullivan, please.
This is about the US budget deficit, which is like a huge billion and hard to pay. It was inspired by pop culture. It's called the deficit. The deficit is zeros are repetitive. So much stuff where they sedatives, they de-stress all the executives and de-stress all their relatives. So I suggest a tentative, attempt to guess extensively how big it is like benefit, our knowledge of definitive numerical derivatives, and positive or negative, you know, it's quite imitative, of abstract and not figurative, made up not representative, but artfully imperative, obscenities exhibited on scales that are prohibitive. A deficit is punitively monetary expedients. If I might be insensitive, the best cure is preventative. But now the interrogatively, desperately inquisitive, are searching for manipulative cures that are less legitimate. Where once it was diminutive, the deficit's infinitive. To solve things, the initiative has got to be indicative of thinking that's imaginatively usefully informative, not fiscally being policies consecutively abortive. The deficit of budgetary additives, austerities comparatively targeted with adjectives, subjective and objectively of flattery diminutive, effusively quite primitive, and coarse and uninhibited. So listen now attentively, and if you are intuitive, you may discern divisive here is truly authoritative, but to be quite intrusive is the government's prerogative, and not as though recluses with machine guns are alternatives. Restriction is repressively, and shall I say aggressively, and not the least inclusively, doomed to be doomed eventually. But it is not festivities raise revenue effectively, and you can't be protectively exclusive or obtrusively. Conservatives possessively, without respect respectively, encourage productivity by king and queen servility. But woe to what regressively sustains all that oppressively. It's best to be permissively subjective, not submissively.
Poor good stuff, man. And next up, another Dibble Bay regular, Mr. John Brackenby.
Titanic in business into pieces, obey and fortress issues. We have gathered here, my friends, tonight to have a jolly time, to do the five word challenge, and maybe recite a few verses on Ireland. To listen to guest poet Kerry Hardy, and perhaps go on the open mic. It's another Orville session organised by Paul Casey. Just where would you get the like? As to how we got here, from whence we came in many divergent ways. Some came from far, others came from near, and some did travel for days. For they heard the praises of these fine sessions, when from here they were afar, which are organized by Paul Casey in Cork's Long Valley Bar. To get here, some who came from there did walk just a street or two. But for those from far parts of the hinterland, such a short stroll would just not do. There are some who did hike, and others came by mountain bike, and several arrived here by car, and others did backpack to join in the crack at Ovea in the Long Valley Bar. Ryanair had chartered flights to here as the special offer fare, and Aer Lingus did a promotion deal. to encourage us to travel to here by air. Then the cock to Swansea Ferry. On there, Envy Juliet lifted the bar to get us to these enjoyable sessions at O'Bailey in the Long Valley Valley. From Kathmandu to Timbuktu, the sun shines bright and fine. The waves you see upon the sea look mighty fine on the brine. But in your search, for crack, you must go back from your travels near and far to recite a poem and have a jar at O'Bail in the Long Valley Bar. Seriously though, and all jokes aside, we appreciate what has been done. To have this organised for us and provide much joy and fun. Sincere thanks to Paul Casey and the MCs. He tried to make each of us a star. And well done indeed to all who attend the O'Bail sessions at the Long Valley Bar. Thank you.
Thanks very much, guys. It's a hard one to follow that now, you know. Thanks very much. Mighty. But somebody's got to do it, and that person is Gene Curtin.
Okay, this is short. An April evening in Lent. Gosh, I can't remember that. A warm April sun sets the valley on fire, sprinkling its rays upon a shady bank. Golden gems glisten like myriad dancing lights. Jewels, treasures borrowed for the night. A feathery filigree of sapphire is cast upon a rippling stream, where vesperate silence beckons, drawing me into a gentle sound. Thank you.
We'll just move along quickly now because we're another time. So, Seamus Harrington, please.
Pedicure. They come in schools, ravenous and toothless, many bigger than a seahorse, others mere bits of bootlace. These glide into gullies, the last one blockaded by one fallen arch. They bustle and elbow the timid, a few loners dive off for a symbiotic graze along a heel of dead skin. Now a wide berth is called for, as scouts spot a red varnished speck. They are not bottom feeders. Each one steers clear of stone images on the ocean floor. Pelagic, these pets are so learned, they tingle and tickle until the bell.
For slow learners, what's that about?
Pelagic fish. They're in Washington Street.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, first of all, we've only got two left. So, Corey Midlake and Sir Kieran McCarthy. Okay.
I'll sing you the song. This is called Longing. You can close your eyes to the smoke and flame and see your prize but not be tamed. Being followed by a ghost of art and of passion. Won't you rise to meet your host, or have you been blinded by light flashing? The glare of all your longings and all your wants and needs illuminate all your wrongings, so your hopes and dreams. See, the kettle isn't happy till he's called the pot black, and I can hear him laughing at me for all the things I lack. I'm so happy in her presence that I'm losing to her beauty, but her heart has a tenant, and her wide eyes look upon me with a mutual binding, saying, I found the man I love, even if he's not worth finding, on a platform you're above. And you can feel your heart being carried down the road of seclusion, but you know that you've been married to the warmth of this illusion. Either the water from your face will run down the bones and tendons of an endless fall from grace, and a constant nervous tension, or you'll sit upon her shoulders and guide her like a dove through a love that's getting older, and walk with her above. But your eyes can't see the light, and your body feels hollow. You've been waiting for the sight of this summer's last swallow, for her to come and fetch you from the place where you've been drowning. For a man who wants to fly, all she offers you is grounding. And down that hole you'll fall with vacant smile, exhilaration, but you've lost what it meant to value and be patient. You try to spare some thought for the turns you haven't taken. Will a smile be on her face when those wide eyes awaken? You could never be that dull, and her love took a scare. But when she arrives above, she'll be walking with you there. Thank you.
The last man standing though is a man very dear to me, my own heart, if I can say that. Mr. Dahl Harding, please. Speak your call. There are words, if only I knew them, hidden in the haze of time. I'm eternally searching for their whereabouts, since the age drove me astray. They're scattered in scholarly books, in the memory of old people, mosing the roads of my own memory. Oh, I passed them by without a notion.
There's a vision there, and I know it, dwelling in the womb of my imagination. A bodiless light flames like the wind in search of a suitable body. A potential child craving life. I'm a woman who's neither a virgin nor a mother. Old poets teach me the call, entice me into your corpus. Thanks.